Gretchen Mock on the right wing, and she was open and then hit the three. So Geiger helps work it up court here. Now they get it in the lane for Watkins, and Watkins, that's a tough drive, and she scores. Shaniqua Watkins with a nice solid drive when she got it on the baseline, drove into the lane, hit on the arm by Mock when she put up the shot. And now Watkins will have a chance to finish off a three-point play. Devin Edwards with those two personal fouls. She checks back into the game for Morgan Ewing. So Watkins will go to the line trying to finish that three-point play. She untied the game. We were tied at 7 moments ago. And with that free throw, it is now 10-7. Lincoln Northeast with the lead once again. It led by 3 a couple of different times. Weimers across the timeline gives it for Stiffen. Pass is tipped, but picking it up is Weimers. Weimers going to kick right side. Here's Mock open for another three. That one's too strong. Fighting for the rebound and then tracking it down is Kosler. And Kosler will give it for Stiffen. Stiffen dribbles to the free throw line, kicks it out, and Kearney will reset the offense. Kick back out here for Stiffen. And her pass on that left wing is knocked out of bounds by Tantasia Geiger. Kearney hasn't substituted much, but they're going to do so right here. As Peyton Cunnaback checks into the game. She'll come in here for Abby Ray. Mock inbounds it, gets it on the baseline, right back out to Mock. Mock, top of the key, will bounce past it to Weimers. Weimers will try to penetrate a little bit against Watkins here. Now she'll kick on that left side for Stiffen. Stiffen gives it back out for Weimers. Weimers, top of the key, lobs it right side for Mock. Mock dribbles out right side, a little 2-3 zone here for Northeast. Driving the lane is Kelsey Weimers, and I can't believe they didn't call a foul on Tony Tupper. Tupper got part of the ball, but a lot of arm. Outlet pass up ahead here for Edwards, and now we're going to have a push whistled by Kearney High. And Jason Boyd saying, you're going to call that when you didn't see Tupper, who was up high and swiped all the way down to her knee with that swipe. And anytime you see that, 99 times out of 100, it's a foul call, and that was the one time it wasn't. Stiffen whistle for the foul here. Northeast inbounds. They toss it in for Beard. Beard throws it in the corner here for Geiger, and back around the perimeter we go with 44 seconds left. Northeast being very patient on this offensive set here. Geiger just playing a little catch with Edwards, and now they get Beard involved with it. And they're just passing around the perimeter, and they're not throwing it anywhere beyond the wing or to the free throw line. Now backing in a little bit is Edwards. Edwards at the line, shot no good, through the hands of one of the Rockets and into the hands of Kelsey Weimers. Weimers is going to kick it up ahead here for Mock. Back out for Weimers. She's going to fire an open three, and she hits the three. Barely moved the net did Kelsey Weimers when she stroked in the three, and we're now tied at 10. 10 seconds left. Geiger penetrates, kicks out. Here's Edwards. Edwards at the free throw line. Pass is a lazy one, and Beard picks it up. She dribbles in the lane, shot no good at the buzzer, and one quarter is in the books, and the Bearcats are dead even with Lincoln Northeast after one quarter of play. It's 10-10. We're back right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Well, a couple of times Kearney High has been down by as many as 3. They found a way now a couple of times to come right back out and tie it, and we are tied at 10 after the first 8 minutes of basketball here at Kearney High. Your exclusive home for Kearney High girls basketball is ESPN 1460, Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. And inbounding the basketball here is going to be Kelsey Weimers. Weimers going to kick it off here on the left side for Skylar Snyder, who starts the second quarter. And they'll give it up on the right side for Mock. Mock looking on the inside for Kosler. And boy, you just don't want to just force the ball in there. A little 2-3 zone here for Northeast. And Carney High just passing around there, going for the steal and missing it is Geiger. So now they've got numbers. Entry pass inside for Kosler. Kosler kicks it back out here for Mock. And, well, Carney didn't get a good opportunity here, so they'll reset things here. Snyder on that left side enters it inside for Abby Ray. Ray being bumped by Tony Tupper there, and they lose the ball, and it rolls somehow out to Mock. Mock will fire a three. It's no good. And rebounded by Devin Edwards. And Edwards will kick it up and losing it, but no pressure on Jamie Holscher, so she's able to track it down, and she'll kick it right side here for Geiger. Left wing back out for Edwards. Carney right now going with a little zone as well, and we'll work it back around. They lob it inside for Tupper. Tupper has a huge size advantage. They'll kick it out here for Geiger. Geiger's shot's no good, and tracking down the rebound is going to be Skylar Snyder. Snyder passed through the lane on the fast break, is off the mark, and that'll be a turnover. And coaching staff wanting to have a deflected pass here, and I had a pretty good angle at it. I think the officials got it right. I'd much rather have Carney High with the basketball in the Northeast, but reality is the officials got it right. Between the circles here, Holscher will get it at the free throw line for Ewing. Ewing's going to kick it back out here for Edwards. Edwards will drive. Edwards is fouled. Snyder had pretty good position there, but she, again, brought that hand down, and when you do that, you get called for the foul, except the one time earlier where Tupper got away with one. So on the drive, the foul by Snyder is going to send Northeast to the line, and Devin Edwards misses the first of two. And this game, the first of two as well, we'll have the boys game for you as well. Second free throw is up and good for Edwards. That's the first points of the second half for either team, and now Northeast leads it 11-10. Snyder, being double-teamed, brings it across the timeline, is able to make the pass to Weimers, and Weimers now will bounce, pass it inside for Abby Ray, and Ray's going to lay it up. Well, give credit to Snyder. She really did most of the heavy lifting there. She got the double-team on her, and then Weimers, she was double-teamed. There just wasn't anybody left to cover Abby Ray. Little drive, shots missed. Rebound on the inside by Morgan Ewing for Northeast, and she'll get the bucket. And so Northeast gets the lead right back. Long skip pass for Kosler. She'll give it between the circles now for Weimers. As again, they'll put a little pressure on the ball, but for the most part, they're going 2-3 zone, and now they're kind of doing more of a matchup here. As they'll get it off on the left side for Mock. Mock gives it top of the circle here for Kosler. Kosler on the right wing for Snyder. Snyder works it back around, and they'll get it off here on the left wing for Weimers. Back on the right side for Mock. Mock was backing in on Tony Tupper. She was giving up about 8 inches, and she was posting her up, but she was wavering ahead. I don't want the ball. They get the ball on around the perimeter, and Weimers kicks it left side. Open there is Mock. Mock's jumper is no good, and Tupper pulls down the rebound and actually hit the ground. Nobody went there to grab it. And so on the bounce here is going to be Geiger. Geiger will help work it on the left side here for Ewing. Ewing lobs it in, knocked away by Ray initially, but Tupper picks up the rebound, the tip, and then Weimers pulls down the rebound after Tupper misses. Entry pass inside for Abby Ray. And Ray worked the ball right back out here for Snyder. And again, Tupper is a strong presence on the inside. Weimers on the bounce here. They have Tupper listed at 6'3", and it's not a frail 6'3". Pass on the inside. It's going to be off the hands of Tupper and out of bounds. Saving it. It was tipped initially, and saving it was Snyder. Snyder was able to throw it off of Tupper. Tupper at 6'3", you're not going to move around the lane. The inbounds is going to go here for Weimers. Weimers kicks it now top of the circle for Claire Sickler, who checked in during that stoppage. And Sickler is open on the left side. Weimers is just going to back up a little bit. Now she'll kick left side for Sickler. Sickler is now going to skip it out for Mock. Mock looks inside. And again, with Tupper in there, not much happening there. And they'll get up on the right side here for Mock. Mock's pass knocked loose. Coming up with it is Weimers, almost stolen there by Shaniqua Watkins. And now on the penetration, they got the pass inside for Ray, and then Ray is fouled. That worked out real well here for Carney High. The foul is going to be on Shaniqua Watkins. Initially, when they blew the whistle, I thought the foul might have been on Tony Tupper. And Tupper is somebody you'd love to get in foul trouble. Abby Ray is going to go line here and shoot two. The first one is back the iron and no good. So the score remains 13-12. Lincoln Northeast with the lead. And back into the game is going to be number 12, Kelsey Stitham. She's going to come in here for Peyton Cutterback. So another opportunity here for Abby Ray to tie this game at 13 with 4:19 to go in the second quarter. And it's missed, but she gets the rebound and then a foul. Stitham flew in there and got the rebound, and they're going to say it was actually just knocked out of her hands. No, they actually gave a foul here to Maddie Francis. And on the inbound, it's stolen by Watkins, and then Watkins, dribbling through the pressure, is blocked. And that foul is on Kelsey Stitham. So in for the Cats here, we're going to be Peyton Cutback. She wasn't out for very long, and still Stitham, who picked up her second personal foul just a moment ago, she'll come out of the game here with 4:12 to go in the second quarter. 13-12, Lincoln Northeast. They've got the basketball. Tierra Beard makes a long skip pass over there for Watkins. She'll give it top of the circle here for Geiger. So Watkins back to Geiger. Geiger top of the key. Dribbles all the way down the baseline. She's going to kick it out there, and Watkins thought about it, but she makes a bad pass instead, and Claire Sickler makes the steal. Sickler's going to drive all the way in, and she has her shot blocked and out of bounds, but a foul is going to be whistled on Maddie Francis. So Francis going to be whistled for the foul here after the steal by Claire Sickler, and now Sickler. Two free throws, and the first one ties it at 13. Second free throw is on the way. It's up and good. So Kearney High has the lead once again, 14-13. They had a two-point lead early in the game, and that's been their only lead so far. Left wing, Maddie Francis going to kick it back in the corner. Open now is Watkins, top of the key. She gets the pass. Her jumper is no good. Rebound pulled down by Watkins, and then Watkins is fouled. So Watkins pulls down the rebound after the miss, and the foul is going to be on Abby Ray. That's going to be her second. In for the Cats going to be Kendra Kosler. I think Ray's going to come out. So Kosler's job now will be try to slow down Tony Tupper. And Kosler, all 5'8 of her, will be tackling 6'3 Tony Tupper. Right wing Watkins, she'll fire a three, a little bit long, and pulling down the rebound is Kosler. It was an air ball. And Kosler gets it up ahead of here for Weimers. Weimers, long pass up ahead, off the hands of Mock and out of bounds, but it was knocked out of bounds. They're going to say it didn't actually get touched by Mock, as it's going to be off the hands of one of the Northeast players. I think that was Watkins running the floor, knocked it out of bounds. Edwards is going to come in for her with 3:13 to go in the second quarter. At halftime, we'll talk with Kearney High head coach Scott Steinberg. We'll set up what we can anticipate here in the boys' game. Kick on the right side, Sickler. Sickler, high pass, pulled down by Weimers. Very athletic to pull down that pass was Weimers, and now she's directing traffic a little bit as that 2-3 zone retreats just a little bit. Sickler will give it off left side. Now skip right wing for Mock. Mock, little ball fake. Work it back around the perimeter, and Kearney needs to move the ball a little bit more quickly. In the lane, here's Weimers. She's going to kick it back out for Mock, and Mock back out for Kosler. Back inside for Weimers. Weimers, they start to double team on her when Tupper comes out. Now she'll back up, fire a long deuce, and it's no good. Rebounded by Tupper, and Northeast is on the run. Dribbling here is Geiger, and Geiger is fouled from behind. They were trying to come from behind, and you might have even heard the Lincoln Northeast sideline yelling, "Wolf, wolf, wolf," because pressure was coming from behind. She must have sensed it because she moved just enough to draw the foul on Claire Sickler. Sickler was the wolf. And they're going to double check here. I think that's just the sixth team foul. Yeah, it's six team fouls, both Kearney High and Lincoln Northeast. They initially signaled that it was time for a one and one. Now the long pass in for Tupper. Tupper's going to kick it out here for Geiger. Geiger gives it back out for Holcher. Holcher on the baseline is going to work it back around the perimeter. The official said, don't change the team fouls until I give you the foul. So that's why they thought that now six meant going to seven instead of five going to six. Driving here is Edwards. Edwards lost the ball, but it was deflected off of a couple of Bearcats and out of bounds. Shot was blocked. I think we'll give that block to Claire Sickler. Ewing to toss in, and they'll throw it in the corner on that right side. Open for three is Geiger. Her shot's no good. Offensive rebound by Holcher, and Holcher is fouled, but it's before the shot. She got the rebound, and I think when she came down, she was held, and she was able to muscle up. So this will be a one-and-one instead of an and-one. And because Holcher was strong enough to go up, even though she was fouled by Claire Sickler. Free throw back the iron and no good. Rebound tipped in the hands of Holcher. And Holcher drives up, runs it to the defense. Now a rebound by Tupper. Tupper with another rebound, and now she finally goes over the back. And you hear a round of applause because they finally boxed out Tony Tupper well enough that she went over the back. Tupper at 6'3". Does a great job of not making silly fouls, of staying in the game. She gets good rebounding position, and a couple times she hasn't come up with a rebound, but she was able to keep Kearney High from getting it, and a couple of those quicker Northeast girls were able to track it down. In any event, she went over the back of Peyton Cutterback, and Cutterback now lined for a 1-1. Her free throw is no good, and Devin Edwards pulls down the rebound here for Northeast. 14-13, Cats have a one-point lead. As Holcher will kick it off on the left side. Dribbling here is going to be Beard, and she has the ball knocked out of her hands by Kelsey Weimers, but Weimers couldn't track it down at the end of the Kearney High bench, and so it will be Northeast basketball. Give it for Jamie Holcher. Right wing here for Geiger. Geiger is looking on the inside, back around the perimeter. Minute 40 to go before halftime. At the free throw line is Watkins. Watkins is going to kick out here. Back and in is going to be Edwards. Edwards, that's a tough shot. She missed it. Rebounded by Gretchen Mock. That was good defense there by Kearney High. I think Weimers had it on. Great pass up ahead, but the shot's blocked by as Kosler missed it. It was blocked by Holcher, and now getting even is Kendra Kosler, who knocked the ball loose and then got it back. Weimers to kick left side. Sickler in transition. Her long jumper no good. Up high for the rebound is Ewing for Lincoln Northeast. And a minute five to go here. The pace is definitely picked up. Driving is Geiger. Left-handed shot, no good. Tipped out. That's a great play by Watkins. But then it went off the hands of Edwards. And now with it is going to be Sickler, and Sickler is going to be fouled. That was a great play by Shaniqua Watkins, who went in there, realized she wasn't going to be able to rebound it, but she was able to tip it out to her teammate. But then it was stolen away by Claire Sickler. So a little size change here, a little bit different style of player between Tony Tupper and Shaniqua Watkins. Tupper, the 6'3 player, will go back in there. And Sickler, front end of the 1-1 is good. She's 3-for-3 from the line. And that'll give Kearney High a two-point lead. And if she hits the free throw here, this will be the largest lead of the game for the Bearcats. And it's back the iron and no good. We jinxed them. Tony Tupper pulls down her fifth rebound of the first half. She'll kick it up ahead here for Holcher. Holcher on the bounce. Gives it up on the left side here for Ewing. And it's Kearney High. Little zone here. And again, Northeast doesn't really move real well to try to get themselves open. Here's a little dribble by Edwards. And Edwards draws her pivot foot when she stopped. And that'll be the fifth turnover on Lincoln Northeast. So 35 seconds to go, and then we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. When we have that, we'll talk with Scott Steinberg, the head boys basketball coach here at Kearney Heights. Jersey night. He probably has a Dolphins jersey somewhere that he could have worn, but decided to go with the shirt and tie look. Inbounded here for Kosler. Kosler gives it to Sickler. She was in trouble, and it's intercepted here by Beard. Beard's going to get a layup and the foul. So Tierra Beard stepped in that passing lane, and when that ball was passed into the corner, Sickler was in trouble, and pouncing like a snake in the weeds was Tierra Beard. The foul is on Kosler. That is going to be her first. The free throw is no good, and we are tied at 15, and pretty good pressure. It's kicked up ahead to Sickler. Sickler's got it. She drives through the Northeast defense and all the way to the basket, and she'll score. Strong drive by Claire Sickler. Nobody just really got in front of her, and she just ran around everybody and was able to outrun them, and then she was hit on the arm by Holcher. Her first personal foul and a chance for a three-point play here for Sickler. Sickler already has 5 points, all of them coming in this quarter, and now make it six. And checking in is going to be Tony Tupper here for Northeast. For Kearney High, Skylar Snyder will go into the game as well. 21.6 to go before halftime. Kearney High with an 18-15 lead. And the Bearcats are going to pick up the defense at half court. Holcher has it. Plenty of time for Northeast to make something happen here. Beard will give it back to Holcher. Holcher gets it out to Tupper. She kicks it off on the right side for Edwards. Nice passing here by Northeast. Penetrating is going to be Holcher. And a lot of contact in there. No call. Ball's on the ground after the missed shot. Rebounded by Weimers. Weimers is able to give it to Mock, and that's going to do it for the end of the first quarter. And, boy, I think both coaches kind of wanted a call there. They wanted either the charge or the block. In any event, neither call was made. And so Kearney High will head to the locker room with an 18-15 lead at the end of two quarters of play. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School as the Dance Cats are performing here at intermission with the Lady Cats leading at 18-15 over Lincoln Northeast. And we'll remind you, you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Well, kind enough to join us to talk about the boys' game coming up here in a little bit is Kearney High head boys basketball coach Scott Steinbrook. And you did confirm you do have a Dolphins jersey. That's good.
I do have a Dolphins jersey, number 13, Dan Marino, home jersey. It doesn't get worn very often. It gets worn for playoff appearances.
So it doesn't get worn very often.
Rarely. It's been a while.
I can say that being a fellow Dolphin fan. You come off a nice little stretch, the holiday tournament, very good for you guys. Some big wins in there, and coming away with second place, obviously not what you want. You wanted to come away with the hardware, but a nice win, especially over Scott's Bluff.
Yeah, coming out of that five-day dead period where we're not practicing, not playing any games, you never know exactly, how the team will respond if they, continue to work out on their own and stay in shape over break. But I feel pretty good about, when our kids reported back to practice that morning. We practiced early in the morning. We played later on that day. We beat Norfolk in the first round. And, the way Norfolk has played in recent years, any win over Norfolk is a good win. And like you said, we beat Scott's Bluff in the semifinals. And at the time, they were the number one team in Class B, hadn't lost yet, defending state champions. So I think the kids felt pretty good about that. And then, to be perfectly honest, North Platte kind of took it to us in the finals. And I don't know if it was the case where maybe, we were maybe out of gas a little bit. It was a tough matchup. They got a couple big guys inside. But looking at the big picture, I feel like we're better off coming out of that tournament than when we were going into the break. And I think the kids feel pretty good about the way we played as well.
You probably weren't very surprised that there was still an edge to your players' game, because we've said this about this team, that they like the game of basketball. They talk the game of basketball. They live the game of basketball. They work at the game of basketball. So in that five-day dead period, probably wasn't too surprising that they found a driveway somewhere or went to the Y or whatever to kind of come out and offensively play pretty well against Norfolk.
Yeah, this group is one of the most coachable groups I've had. This group is kind of a throwback to the old gym rat mentality where, they love it. The more we want to keep the gym open on the weekends and late at night, the more those kids want to come in and shoot and work out and try to get better. And when you have a young team like we do, we just keep talking about, this is just a process. It's a process of getting better, not only for this year, but for in the coming years down the road for some of these sophomores and juniors that that are playing big roles for us this year, and then we'll continue to do so in the future. So we like the direction our season is going. We like the direction our program is going. We got a lot of kids that are willing to put in some time, and as coaches, we appreciate that.
And again, a pretty young group, and even some players, you know, we can talk a little bit about JV as well, some players that, that aren't varsity just yet. There are some players out there that have some potential.
Yeah, you're right. We have, with only two seniors on our roster, you know, we have double-digit juniors, double-digit sophomores into our program right now. So, you know, we got a lot of young kids playing basketball, and those young kids are growing up in a hurry this year at the varsity level. And, you know, because we're a little bit more youthful at the varsity level, that's also forcing some younger kids. We even have a ninth grader or two up playing with our JVs now. So, or even our JV is a little bit young, but it's just a good spot that we're competitive. You know, we're not winning every game we play at the 10th, 11th, and 12th grade level, but, you know, we're competitive in every game that we play. And tonight's another step. You know, we just need to build up what we did at the GNAC, come out. And we've struggled at home a little bit this year. We need to play well on our home court and get back in the mentality of protecting our home court and you know, using it as an advantage rather than kind of dreading playing at home court.
And with an eye on that, you take on Lincoln Northeast. Northeast, their two wins on the season are against Columbus. Columbus is 1-9 on the year. So on the surface, I take a look at this and say, Northeast probably isn't a very good basketball team, but you're going to tell me something different.
Of course, I'm a head coach.
I know you are.
And, you know, to be perfectly honest, Northeast is one of those teams that kind of passes the eye test. You know, you look at their kids walk in the gym with their travel gear on. They got a lot of 6'3 and 6'4 type players, you know, kids that look like basketball players. I'll point out one kid, Connor Springman. He's one of the leading scorers in Class A. He's averaging almost 20 points a game. He's a 6'4 wing player. And instantly right there, 6'4", if you're at Kearney High, that means you're a post player. But most other places in Class A, you're probably a 2 or a 3. But they have some good players. They have struggled winning basketball games. They just played Lincoln Southwest in the Heartland Conference Tournament. They lose by 3. Lincoln Southwest is probably one of the best 6 or 7 teams in Class A right now. Two nights later, they turn around and lose to Lincoln High by 30, who only has one win. So go figure. We try to tell our kids, you know, not to compare scores, not to look at scores. Focus on the task at hand. Understand that if you're playing Class A basketball, you probably have invested some time getting better. You probably have invested some time in the weight room. You're probably a pretty good athlete. So any given night, I think we can win games. And any given night, if we don't do things the right way, we're going to get beat.
Talking with Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach here at Kearney High, the Lady Bearcats leading Lincoln Northeast 18-15 here at intermission. All right, give us you mentioned Springman. Obviously Northeast at 2-7, there's some things they're not doing real well. Do they take care of the ball? Will your pressure give them problems today?
We hope so. You know, in the games that we've been successful in this year, we've been able to increase the tempo by putting pressure on teams in the full court and the half court. They're if we're inexperienced, they're even less experienced. If you look at their roster, they don't have a senior on it. And that is absolutely crazy this day and age in Class A. But believe it or not, this is the third team that we've played this year, Norfolk and Grand Island being the other two that don't have seniors. It's an odd year in Class A. Last year, everybody had seniors, us included. And this year, nobody outside of the Metro Conference has seniors. It's just an unusual circumstance we're all in. But we hope to maybe capitalize on Northeast inexperience, especially at the guard spot, because we feel like we have some quick enough guys to get some tempo and put on some pressure. And when we're able to get that tempo, usually, you know, it translates into points for us.
So do you see setting the tempo was kind of the key to today's game, or what's the key?
For us, it's always rebounding. Because we're a little bit undersized, and Northeast isn't huge, but we have to rebound. And if we can successfully rebound, then that goes to our second key, which is transition and tempo. But you can't transition, you can't get out and run the open floor if you're not rebounding the basketball or getting stops. So obviously we're getting stops, getting defensive rebounds. That should allow us, allow Damian Austin and Ben Clark, our primary ball handlers, to push the ball in transition. And that's when we're at our best. If it turns into a 36-34 game, kind of like North Platte did the other night in GNAC, you know, that definitely does not favor us because we have not been a great team in the half court. We're trying to get better. We're working at it because ultimately we're going to play in some games where you're going to have to win it by out-executing people in the half court. But our goal is to make it a full court game, and if that doesn't happen, then we'll just go to work and try to execute and see what happens in the half court.
Scott, appreciate the time. Good luck to you tonight, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Very good. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach here at Kearney High. The Lady Cats leading at 18-15 in intermission. We'll take a look at the numbers against Northeast when we come back right after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Again, 18-15. Lady Bearcats are leading it here at intermission. Let's go through the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Northeast. Leading the way from them, it's very balanced scoring is what it ends up being. Jamie Holcher, she has 3 points. Shaniqua Watkins off the bench, she has 3. Tierra Beard with 2. Devin Edwards has 1. 2 points for Tantasia Geiger, and 2 points for Morgan Ewing, and 2 points for Tony Tupper, who does have 5 rebounds for the Bearcats. They're currently being led by Claire Sickler off the bench. She's got 6 points here at intermission. Kelsey Weimers has 5, 3 for Gretchen Mock, 2 for Kelsey Stitham, and 2 for Abby Ray. Bearcats leading at 18-15. We'll start the third quarter right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Kearney High with a 3-point lead. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and it is Southeast basketball to start the second half here, and driving on the right side, a little runner in the lane by Edwards. It's no good, and coming out of there with the rebound is going to be Kelsey Stitham. That's her second rebound of the game, and Stitham will set up the offense, toss it between the circles here for Gretchen Mock, and Mock will look on the right wing. Now Weimers has it top of the key, gets a little screen, got a moving screen is what she got, and then Weimers' 15-foot jumper is off the mark and rebounded by Geiger. Geiger pulls down the bound, and on the run here is going to be Geiger. She lost it, got it back, ball knocked loose by Stitham, and Stitham was hoping it went off the hip of Devin Edwards. The officials did not see it that way, and it will be Northeast basketball. Ewing to toss it in. And she gives it to Holcher. Holcher looks on the inside. And again, Kearney does a nice job of covering up Tupper as they enter it inside. And Ray comes up with a loose ball that was deflected at the guard position. Pulled down by Ray and then stolen back by Northeast. Getting the ball right back here is Tantasia Geiger. And we swap turnovers, and now a foul is going to be whistled on Kearney High. That'll be on Abby Ray. And that is going to be her third personal foul. So Ray's going to come out and checking in is going to be cut it back here for Kearney High. And in the battle here for Northeast is going to be J.C. Edwards. They try to get it in for Tupper. It's a little bit too high. Stolen away by Kosler, who's got the long outlet pass. Layup by Stitham. Off the mark, but she is fouled. So Kearney High running the floor after they are able to cover up Tony Tupper. And again, at 6'3", very strong. They just lobbed the ball up to her, but Kearney's done such a good job of double-teaming her and knocking the ball loose. And now they outlet it, and it results in a layup attempt here and then the foul. So Stitham's at the line to shoot 2. First one's good. And so the first points of the second half here belong to Kearney High. They extend their lead. And again, Stitham extends it. A 5-point lead here for Kearney High. That is their largest lead of the game. Holcher gives it between the circles here for Edwards. And Kearney High right now going man-to-man, but they are staying very close to Tupper. Driving there is Ewing. Ewing, that left-hand layup, good. That was a nice drive there by Morgan Ewing. And then we're going to have a little reach whistled on Tantasia Geiger as the Bearcats inbound it for Kelsey Weimers. On our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, it's Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic. And Kearney Catholic leads in girls basketball 25-6 after one quarter of play. Yes, the Lady Stars are that good. With the dribble here is Stitham. Stitham's pass stolen away. Tantasia Geiger with the steal, and she'll lay it up and in. So Geiger able to make the steal on the entry pass on the inside, dribble the length of the floor, and that's the first field goal of the second half here for Northeast. Between the circles here, Kosler. Kosler will kick it off on the left wing for Stiffen. Stiffen, bounce pass, right side, Mock. Mock, a little ball fake, bad pass, and tracking it down is going to be Stiffen, and Stiffen then is fouled. As Tantasia Geiger fell, she took out the legs of Kelsey Stiffen, and I can't believe that Steve Bartek thinks that that's not a foul. Great hustle by Tantasia Geiger and a bit of a bad break for her, but if you fall down and take out somebody's legs, I think you got to call a foul, don't you? Kick right side for Kosler, and she'll get back out here for Mock. And Stiffen, when that ball was loose, it was actually knocked down by Geiger earlier, and she acted like she was worried about over and back. It almost cost him a possession. Left side here, cut it back. She'll work it back around the perimeter. Stiffen has the top of the key, and now with it is Kosler. In the lane, they give it for Stiffen. Stiffen, stopped there by Tupper. She'll dribble out of the lane, and we'll get it back out here for Weimers. Weimers will get a little screen here by Ray, but good job fighting through the screen there by Edwards. So Stiffen will now get the basketball, and she's going to fire a quick three. It's no good, and up high for the rebound is Tony Tupper, and that's going to be her sixth rebound. She'll hand it off here for Holcher. Kicks it off on the right side here for Geiger. Geiger drives in hard, and it hangs on the rim, but it will not fall, but she's going to head to the line. There was no question. I think Tantasia Geiger is a little agitated with the foul earlier, and she's going to take out her vengeance by being very aggressive offensively. She drove hard to the rack, and she was fouled by Kosler, and that is her second personal foul. And Geiger strokes it in. She's now got 5 points in the game. She has all 3 points for Lincoln Northeast. Oh, check that. They've got 5 points. She's got 3 of the 5. And Geiger at the line will hit both free throws. Chiara Beard and Shaniqua Watkins going to check in here for Northeast. 4:53 to go here in quarter number 3. Northeast is taking the lead back at 21-20, and they're going to pressure the basketball. Kosler has it. They're looking to double-team her. They give it off here for Weimers. Weimers brings it across the half-court line, and they're going to double-team her when she dribbles into the corner, and they're going to call a block. They're going to call the block on Edwards. They wanted a charge called on Weimers, but it's going to be a block here on Edwards. They inbound the basketball here for Stiffen. Stiffen on the baseline. And we just noticed that J.C. Edwards is bleeding. And Steve Bartek is not happy. He is working the officials over pretty hard. And they have enough patience to not tee him up. So with that bloody nose, now we have all sorts of blood issues on the court. They have to make sure there's no blood on the court. Everybody's checking their jerseys to see if there's any blood on those. And we're going to make a substitution here for Northeast. Tony Tupper is going to check in here. And they're working on the bloody nose down there for J.C. Edwards. So I think we're all set to go here. They inbound the basketball for Weimers. Weimers off of the screen. Pounds pass. Kosler going to the ball. That saves it from being stolen. They give it to Stiffen. Stiffen's pass knocked loose. Coming up with it is going to be Weimers. She falls down, and now Watkins has it. She's going to drive. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. The bucket good for Geiger. So off of the steal, they don't score directly, but they do cash in on the other end, do the Rockets, and they've got a three-point lead once again. On the baseline, Stiffen. Bounce pass through there. Snyder's going to drive, and Snyder hit on the arm. She's going to go line and shoot two. Pace of the game definitely has picked up, and Kearney High offensively now is moving a whole lot better. They were a little stagnant earlier. They've scored only 2 points here in the first 4 minutes of the second half, and unfortunately that's still the case because the free throw was no good here for Skylar Snyder. Snyder has one more free throw coming up here with 4:03 to go. It is on the way and good. So Kearney's points here in the second half have all come from the free throw line. Lob pass in for Watkins, and Watkins has it tied up. They lobbed it, and Snyder went in there and attacked the basketball, and alternating possessions will give the Bearcats the basketball here. So they inbound it here for Sickler. Sickler will dribble across the Bear Paula here at midcourt, and they give it up on the left wing here for Weimers. Weimers facing great pressure and going to have a reach whistled on Devin Edwards. And inbound the basketball here is going to be Snyder. And I think Edwards was agitated by that call as well. They inbound it here for Sickler. Sickler near midcourt, picked up man-to-man by Tierra Beard. She'll give it off on the right side here for Snyder. Snyder gets it to the elbow to cut it back, kicks it out, and here's Sickler. Sickler's pass tipped, but good hands there by Kosler to pick it up. Kosler's just going to flip it up here to Weimers. Weimers dribbles. Massive flop there by Edwards. Now the kick on the right side for Sickler. Sickler's jumper is no good, and the rebound taken out of there by Devin Edwards. Edwards brings it in the offensive zone, kicks it back out for Watkins. Lob pass off glass. They missed Tupper so far that it actually went off the glass. Sickler comes up with what we'll call a rebound. She outlets it up ahead, driving to Snyder, and Snyder's going to score. Good job attacking there by Sickler when she came up with a loose ball. She ran the floor, so did Snyder, and Snyder got that backdoor cut. And now the Bearcats have tied it at 23. Lob pass on the baseline for Watkins. She'll kick it out for Edwards. Back to Watkins on the right side. They look inside for Tupper, and Tupper wants the ball, but they'll get it back out for Edwards between the circles. Back for Beard. And now the entry pass inside. The shot is going to count as Tupper caught, shot all in one motion, really. And that kind of unraveled because in there trying to double team him was Kelsey Weimers. Weimers actually bounced off of Tupper and fell to the floor. And then going for the basketball, trying to block it, was Kendra Kosler. That's her third foul. But they're going to say that Tupper was in the act of shooting when she caught it. And so she'll get a three-point play here. And she's got five in the game. And our first timeout of the game. First timeout of the game here for Lincoln Northeast. They lead at 26-23 with 2:32 to go here in the third quarter. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at the concession stand here at Kearney High. We'll take a timeout with them. 26-23, Bearcats down by three with 2:32 to go in the third. We're back after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, the Bearcats right now are trailing, and they have only one field goal in the entire second half. And that was fast break points, and their half-court offense has not got a whole lot going on here since intermission. And that's why they trail it. They had a lead, small lead as it was, 18-15 at the end of the first half. Now the Bearcats will try to potentially tie things up here. They trail at 26-23, 2:28 to go is across the timeline. Comes Claire Sickler on the dribble. And it appears right now Northeast going to go man-to-man. They give it off on the right side here for Weimers. And Weimers, boy, she's being double-teamed. They're trying to trap her. She dribbles out the near midcourt, and it is stolen away. Coming up with the steal is Beard, and Beard is just going to hand the basketball back off. So the Bearcats turn it over, and here comes Geiger in the offensive zone for Lincoln Northeast. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter as they kick right side for Beard. Beard looks inside for Tupper, and they lob it, and it's intercepted by Snyder. They just didn't give Tupper any room to go catch the ball. On the baseline here, Stitham. She's going to kick it out. Mock for three. Back the iron, no good. Offensive rebound, Snyder. And Snyder has it just taken away from her by Tony Tupper when she tried to shoot it. Driving and laying it up is Geiger. That was a wild-looking layup. It's no good. And then knocked out of bounds by Tupper on the rebound. Well, Northeast right now is using their strengths. Tupper on the inside and quickness on the outside. And Carney High doing a very good job of just kind of boxing Tupper in, not allowing her to be able to move her feet and get to a ball. Yeah, and throw it in a perfect area for her to be able to catch it. Mock being picked up there by Geiger will kick it out. Between the circles now with Sickler. Sickler gives it left side. Snyder's going to step up. She's going to shoot. She's going to score, and she's heading to the line. What a drive by Skylar Snyder. Wow. She's got five in the quarter. And she was hit on the arm, so she'll go to the line and try to finish off a three-point play. And if she does so, we'll be tied. The foul was on Beard, just her first. Seven fouls have been whistled on Northeast here in the third quarter. Only three on Kearney High. Minute 18 to go in the quarter, and we are now tied at 26. Nice job there by Snyder, who has been the offensive story. She has the only two field goals the Cats have in the quarter. Edwards on the left side gives between the circles here for Geiger. Geiger has it ripped away from her by Weimers, and then she gets it back by tying up the basketball. Possession arrow pointing to Northeast. The Kearney Catholic Stars are leading Grand Island Central Catholic in girls basketball 41-13 at halftime. That game is on our sister station. Classic hits 98-9. Entry pass inside for Tupper. Tupper actually got a cut through there, made the catch, and scored. And then she caught it on the move, and that's really about the only way they've been able to get her the ball because Kearney's just collapsed on her so much. Mock has it. She's got the dribble between the circles. Northeast with a two-point lead. Sickler on that right wing gives it between the circles here for Snyder. Snyder's going to dribble, kick into the corner. There's Sickler. Sickler now, she's going to drive the lane, kick out, open for three is Mock. She'll fire the three, and she strokes it in. Three-pointer for Gretchen Mock, and the Cats now again have a one-point lead. Kicking it up ahead to Geiger. The lob pass inside for Tupper. Tupper catches, shoots, and scores. And that has been kind of modus operandi here in the second half. They have looked inside for Toni Tupper. That is her seventh point of the third quarter. 6 seconds. Kick right wing with the basketball is cut back. She'll give it out left side for Sickler. Sickler doesn't realize that the time is running out. She has to put up a desperation shot, and it's off the mark. So Lincoln Northeast heads to the fourth quarter with the lead. It's the Rockets leading the Bearcats 30-29 here at Kearney High. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this timeout.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Bearcat basketball to start the fourth quarter here. Is the crowd starting to fill in here at Kearney High? As again, they're not back in session in school just yet. Pass around the perimeter with it is Sickler. Sickler gives it between the circles here for Skyly Snyder. Snyder, huge quarter. The kick out here for Mock. Mock gives it on the baseline. Claire Sickler's going to drive, kick out. Now a little penetration here by Snyder. 15-foot jumper up and good. And Snyder, my goodness. That is 8 points here in the second half. She was pretty much the whole offense. Lob pass for Tupper, and Tupper, they doubled and then triple team her when they lob it up there, and she's the one that's actually getting fouled. The foul will be on Gretchen Mock. That's just her first. Catch and shot by Tupper, all in one motion. It was off the mark, so she's going to shoot two here. And again, I think Steve Barczyk realized how tall Toni Tupper was at 6'3". And Kearney High's tallest players are 5'11". I think they realized, you know, let's work the ball in there. So they've really looked on the inside here in the second half. He's got 11 in the court in the game. And she's at the free throw line for one more. Bartek made a number of changes there. Shaniqua Watkins checking back in. Morgan Ewing back out there. Tierra Beard as well. Free throw up and good for Tupper. Now give her a breather. She'll come out of the game, and Devin Edwards goes back out there. And Tantasia Geiger, the other rocket out there for Lincoln Northeast. In the offensive zone with the dribble here is going to be Claire Sickler. Sickler gives it to Mock on the right side. Now to Weimers into the corner. Weimers dribbles through a double team. Now takes it near midcourt. They do not give her any space at all. Mock gets it right side. Mock actually had her heels on the baseline when she caught the ball. So that'll be a turnover here on Kearney High. Abby Ray and Skylar Snyder out there for the Bearcats. And now checking back in is going to be Kosler for Kearney High. And Tupper will come back in. I think they just kind of keep thinking Tupper is going to be their offensive threat, and they don't necessarily use her that much on defense, the way it looks right now with Steve Bartek. And they'll give it around to Watkins. Watkins looks inside for Tupper, and Tupper being double-teamed right now. They sandwich her, and right with her is Abby Ray. Wherever Tupper goes, Ray is right there with her. And they'll kick it out top of the key here for Ewing. Ewing kicks on the left side for Edwards. A little chess match here to see if they can get the ball into Tony Tupper. Around the perimeter, Geiger has it. And again, there's Sickler. They get it into the lane for Watkins, and Watkins will make a little post move, and she scores. So Shaniqua Watkins, she makes a nice little post move here. Quick drive by Weimers, shot no good. Rebound, and then a foul. I think Ray came down with a basketball. Looked to me like Tupper went over her back. Nope, it's the other way around. I'm going to say that Ray got Tupper on the arm to get the basketball in the first place. So that's going to be the fourth foul on Ray. She's going to stay out there. They can't afford to not have her tenacity, and it's as close of a matchup as they have with Tony Tupper. So she's got to stay out there, even though that's her fourth personal foul. Northeast leads by a bucket here. Geiger brings it across the timeline. Bearcats knock the ball down. On it is going to be Kearney High. Covering the basketball and calling timeout is Kendra Kosler. Kosler comes up with a loose ball, calls a timeout here. It's a full timeout, so this timeout also brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney, as well as the concession stand right here at Kearney High. We'll be back with the inbounds play here for the Bearcats right after this timeout.
Join the ESPN Radio Hy-Vee Mobile Rewards Club. Text Hy-VGI to 90210. KXPN Kearney. KICS Hastings.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Well, the Bearcats call a full timeout here. They trail it 31-33 with 6:06 to go here. They still have four other timeouts. Lincoln Northeast also has four timeouts left. Possession arrow pointing to the Rockets. Seven fouls have been whistled against the Lincoln Northeast. So Kearney is in the 1-1 right now, and Kearney still has a foul to give before they'll make that happen, because they've got five team fouls. So tossing it in here is going to be Gretchen Mock. She'll get the ball in the hands here of Claire Sickler and see if Kearney can get something going offensively. They throw it on the baseline for Abby Ray. Ray looks on the inside, and that zone defense being manned on the inside by Tony Tupper. Kick the ball back around the perimeter to Sickler. Sickler penetrates a little bit, kicks out for Abby Ray, top of the key, and Ray takes a little extra step with it when she starts to drive. And now Kendra Kosler is going to come back into the game. And Coach Boyd also doing a little offensive defensive substitution. Sickler out, Kosler in here for Kearney High. Pass on the left side here for Edwards. And Edwards, boy, they're just leaning on Tupper on the inside there. They lob it, and it's going to be a foul on one of the Bearcats, I believe, as Ray was battling in there. And that's going to be a foul on Weimers on the backside. That's now six as a team against Kearney High. And Ray's walking off like she thought, well, maybe she thought she fouled out. But the foul was not on her. And they inbound the basketball. She comes out, though. They substitute for her. On the drive here is Watkins. And Watkins on the strong drive, hit on the arm. So she's going to shoot, too. And that's going to be a foul on Skylar Snyder. That's her second. So both teams now in the bonus, but this is two shots here for Shaniqua Watkins. And Watkins, nice looking shot there. She's 2 for 2 from the line in the game. She makes it 34-31, Lincoln Northeast. And the second free throw back the iron and no good. Rebounded by Kosler. And Kosler get the ball to Weimers. Now Weimers has, everywhere she's gone, she's either been double teamed or just somebody right in her pocket. Kosler on the baseline. Kicks it out here for Mock to Kosler. Kick left side for Snyder. Snyder drives the baseline. A little bit short. Offensive rebound by Kosler. And she'll give the ball back out for Weimers. Weimers dribbles through a double team. Gives on the left side here for Peyton Cutterback. Skip pass for Mock. And it's going to be knocked out of her hands by Morgan Ewing and out of bounds. Last touch by Ewing. Sickler going to check in here for the Cats. Northeast will bring in Jamie Holcher. So Kearney High will inbound it right in front of the Rowdies, and they'll toss it into the hand of Claire Sickler. And again, Kelsey Weimers has not scored since the first quarter. She just has not been allowed to get herself open at all. Sickler's got it. Sickler gives it up on the left side. Penetrating here, Snyder. Snyder kicks it out. Open for three is Mock. A little bit too strong. And it's off of the one black jersey down there. They're going to say it was off Jamie Holcher. And Steve Bartek, who was about 60 feet away, thought he had a better angle than the two officials who were on the baseline. It will be Kearney High basketball. A little unusual that looked to me like it was off Kearney High as well, to be honest. On the baseline, left wing, Snyder. Pass through the lane, through the hands of one Bearcat, right in the hands of Sickler. She thought about the 15-foot jumper, but now she'll give it off for Snyder. Snyder's going to penetrate, dish back out for Mock, who gives it top of the side. Now Sickler drives and loses it on the drive. And it'll go out of bounds. Again, Tony Tupper, that big 6'3 frame, just got Claire Sickler worried about what she was going to do on that drive, and she lost the basketball. She just changes so many things, even the stuff you can't give a stat to Tony Tupper on. She's just a real solid force on the inside here. Holcher will give it off on the left side here for Edwards. Top of the circle for Ewing. Watkins works it out left side here for Holcher. Holcher has the top of the key. We're midway through the fourth quarter. 34-31, Northeast with the lead in the basketball. They lob it inside for Tupper. Tupper shot's no good. Offensive rebound by Watkins. It won't fall. And finally, Kearney High comes down with a rebound. Kosler ended the possession here. And they'll kick it up ahead. On the run is Stitham. Stitham's going to kick it out. Driving now is Snyder. Snyder has it blocked and out of bounds. And somehow, Ewing picks up before it goes out of bounds. And then they get the ball out for Tony Tupper, and then Tupper is fouled. I don't know how that ball didn't go out of bounds when it was loose over there, and I also don't know how Tupper didn't commit a foul on the drive by Snyder. The foul on Skylar Snyder is her third. Now Snyder has 8 points, all of them here in the second half, and also 3 fouls, all of those in the second half as well. Tupper at the line for 1-1. It rolls around and no good. And it's out of bounds. And then turned over by Kearney High. Kosler and Weimers ended up kind of fighting over the basketball. And as a result, they ended up walking with it. They didn't tie it up together. But what they did is they just, Kosler came up with it but lost her balance because she ran into her own teammate. Inbounded for Edwards. Edwards looking inside for Tupper. Ball's knocked loose. And it was off the hands of Skylar Snyder. Snyder hoping to get it off the foot of Tantasia Geiger, but not the case. Geiger's going to toss it in, and she'll give it for Holcher. Back to Geiger. Geiger's looking on the inside for Tupper, and they'll give it between the circles here for Edwards. Edwards going to back out, give off right wide here for Geiger. Geiger, nice little penetration on the baseline, then backing out to an open area. Then she has to kick it back around the perimeter. Edwards has it, gives it right wing here for Geiger. Geiger skip pass. That's a dangerous one, but somehow catching in is Watkins. Watkins going to drive through the lane. Shot won't go, and Kosler pulls down the rebound and almost stolen right back by Watkins. But Kosler tracks it down, and now we'll give it off here for Kelsey Weimers. 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. Cats are down by three. Off of a screen, Watkins, Carney's going to throw it in the backcourt. Yeah, bad pass there by Kelsey Weimers. Checking in is Morgan Ewing for Lincoln Northeast as the Bearcats turn the ball over. Unofficially, their 11th turnover of the ball game. 2:45 to go as they bring in the offensive zone, and Kearney right now trying to trap the basketball. And they force the turnover. Long pass up ahead, coming up with his cutback. Kick up ahead, Stiffham with a nice pass to Snyder, and Snyder is going to go to the line as she was fouled. Snyder with 8 points in the ballgame. She's 2 out of 3 from the line. And after the turnover on Lincoln Northeast, Kearney now with an opportunity to score essentially in transition. The foul was whistled on Ewing, her second, and the free throw was good here by Snyder. So Snyder with 9 points in the ballgame. Man, the free throw there is no good. And rebounded by Tupper. Long pass up ahead. They get it in the hands of Holcher. Running the lane here is Geiger. And Tantasia Geiger with a little run. And that'll push that lead back out to 4 here. Largest lead of the second half here for Lincoln Northeast, and I believe in the game. Weimers has the top of the key. Gives it off left side here for Kosler. 2:05 to go. Right side, Weimers now gives it top of the circle for Stiffham. Stiffham, pass, and nice catch there by Snyder, and then Snyder is fouled. As Tony Tupper whistled for only her second personal foul for the number of shots that she changes and alters. That's pretty impressive, to be honest with you, only 2 fouls. So Snyder will shoot 2 here, and the first one is good. I'll make it a one-possession game here, 36-33 with 2:02 to go. Second free throw, back the iron, no good. Long rebound taken out there by Edwards. And Edwards will slowly bring in the offensive zone here. Steve Bartek for Lincoln Northeast asks for and receives a quick timeout. Minute 55 to go here in the fourth quarter. Lincoln Northeast with a 36-33 lead with a minute 55 to go. Timeout for the Rockets. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School. The Lady Bearcats trying to defend their home floor. They trail at 36-33 with a minute 55 to go here in the fourth quarter. The Kearney Catholic Stars, they're on their home floor as well, and they lead in girls basketball 62-23 over Grand Island Central Catholic at the end of three quarters. That game on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Tomorrow we'll have the NFL doubleheader for you here on ESPN as the Packers and Vikings at night, the day game, 3:30 if you want to call that the day game, will be the Bengals and the Texans. Northeast inbounds it. Geiger will get it off on the left side. Law pass, and it's going to be intercepted by Kosler. So here come the Cats on the run. With it is going to be Weimers. Weimers, they double team her. She dribbles through that double team, and she'll give it off here for Stiffham. And again, Lincoln Northeast is going to make sure somebody other than Kelsey Weimers beats them. On the right side, Snyder's got it. Snyder will give it between the circles here for Kendra Kosler. Kosler, minute 25 to go. Walked with it. She drug her pivot foot when she was trying to fake that pass, and that is a painful turnover here on Kearney High. Possessions so cherished with a minute 20 to go in the game, and you're down by 3. Geiger will lob it in the lane for Tupper. Tupper's going to kick it out, And they'll work it back around the perimeter here for Holcher. Right now, Northeast just kind of playing a little keep away. And Kearney forced the turnover, but not until after Coach Bartek had got the timeout. So Coach Bartek asked for and received the timeout, and the officials were emphatic about it, that he got the 30-second timeout with a minute 9 to go. So we'll take it with him. 36-33, Northeast with the lead and the ball. We come back.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Welcome back here to Kearney High as the inbounds pass goes to Jamie Holcher. Holcher passes the ball off. With it is Edwards, and then Edwards is fouled, and I think that's who Northeast wanted to go to the line. And now Jason Boyd having a conversation with the officials here because he thought that there was a travel earlier. But instead, Edwards is going to go in line. This is a one and one, and the back of the iron, no good. A rebounded by Tupper, and then Tupper walked with it. They collapsed on her, and she turned the basketball over. Checking back in here for Kearney High is going to be Gretchen Mock. Mock has a couple of three-pointers, and that would be a good thing to have here with 59.8 to go in the ball game. And Kearney High down by three, 36-33. Right wing with the basketball is Stiffham. Stiffham with the dribble. And they're not covering her very closely, but she's between the circles. And she gets it out for Kelsey Weimers. Weimers, as Devin Edwards is right in her grill. And they'll get the ball back out here for Kosler. Kosler gives it right side. Driving here is going to be Weimers. Weimers ran into her own player and walked with it. That's one of the few times she's had the basketball and had any space at all, and she ends up running into her own teammate. And that'll be a Kearney High turnover here with 35.8 to go. Timeout Bearcats. They trail at 36-33. Timeout for Kearney High. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
And we're back here at Kearney High. The Bearcats need to force a turnover. They need to hit a shot or two. They don't necessarily need to shoot the three-pointer just yet because they still have plenty of timeouts left. They still have three timeouts to go here. So they can stop the clock plenty. And inbound the basketball is Holcher. Holcher is able to throw it on that left side there by Ewing. Ewing's on the ground, and so is Kearney High coming up with the basketball. That's Kosler. And then they lost the ball out of bounds. I thought it was Kosler that went down to get it. Actually, it was Weimers, and Weimers couldn't quite grab it. It went off of her hands and out of bounds, so they couldn't quite get the turnover. And Ewing will just toss the ball in here for Tantasia Geiger. Geiger gives it back out for Ewing, and Ewing lost the ball. Out of bounds. Kearney High's got it back. Gretchen Mock going to go back in the battle here for the Bearcats with 23.6 to go. The Bearcats forced that turnover that they needed so desperately. 36-33, Kearney High down by three. And we'll see if they take a three here or what they can get worked out. Skylar Snyder is going to inbound it. Gives it out for Stiffham. Stiffham gives it up on the right side for Mock. Mock will shoot a three from that right side. It's an air ball. Rebounded by Geiger, and then Geiger is fouled. 14.9 to go. Geiger right now to go to the line where she is 2 for 2, and she will have two free throws because that's now 10 team fouls whistled on the Cats. So she'll have two opportunities to make this a two-possession game, and she is 2 for 2 from the free throw line. And the Cats are going to try to ice her a little bit. Jason Boyd calls a timeout. He calls a full timeout, so we'll take it with him. 14.9 to go here in the ballgame. Timeout, Kearney High. They trail at 36-33. Northeast will go to the line with two free throws, and we come back right after this.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. The Cats held only 4 points here in the fourth quarter. They surrendered that lead at the end of the third. They did a great job defensively on Northeast, but that third quarter for Northeast, they erupted for 15 points. They had only 15 points in the first half. And really, since that point, Northeast has been able to, I can't say control the game because it's still a one-possession game, but they've taken the lead and haven't relinquished it. And now an opportunity for Tantasia Geiger to make this a two-possession game. She'll have two free throws. And obviously it'll be huge if she can make this a two-possession game. And the first one is good. Geiger's second free throw is on the way. Front of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Kearney High. Cutterback comes down with it. Cutterback gets it up ahead here for Stitham. Cats need to score and score quickly. Stitham drives, flips it out. Driving now is Snyder. Snyder off glass, good. And a timeout here for Kearney High. So Kearney High calls the timeout with 4.2 to go. It's just the 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. They have another timeout left if they need it, but with 4.2, they're probably not even going to have time to call it. Northeast has a couple of timeouts left if they have trouble inbounding it, and we'll see what Kearney High can do here. And it got a couple of options. You commit the foul right away, maybe even before you inbound it, and then maybe you try to hit that desperation three, or you go for the steal and then hope that you can find somebody slashing to the basket. It can be done, but it'll be a dramatic comeback here for Kearney High if they can pull it off. Don't forget, we'll have coverage of the boys' game for you right here on ESPN Superstation, 1460 AM. And on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9, Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic, a girl-boy doubleheader. The girls are in control. The Kearney Catholic girls are in control. Ewing. As everybody runs, and then coming back for the ball is Geiger, and then Geiger is fouled by Mock. And Geiger, who is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, will have a couple more free throws coming up here. Kind of interesting, they send everybody back deep. Everybody just ran back deep, and then just a good solid V-cut there by Geiger as they got the ball into her. And then you get the quick foul. Free throw, back the iron, and no good. J.C. Edwards and Tierra Beard checking into the game. And 2.9 to go, so Kearney High is going to have to make something happen quickly, and drawing it up here is going to be Jason Boyd. So full timeout here for the Bearcats. They're down by 2 with 2.9 to go. And Lincoln Northeast still has a couple of timeouts left if they need it. So if they get a made free throw here, they might call a timeout. Northeast might call a timeout and set up something. But right now, a little chess match going on here between Steve Barnchak for Lincoln Northeast and Kearney High's Jason Boyd. We kind of anticipated this wouldn't be a tight game. Northeast came in 7-2 on the year. Kearney High 7-4. Again, Northeast beat Norfolk in overtime on their home floor. So in regulation, they played that one even. And on a neutral floor, Kearney lost to Norfolk in the finals of the GNAC Conference Tournament by 7. So being played here at Kearney, you know, that's worth a couple of points. We kind of figured this one would be tight, and it certainly has been. But Northeast right now leads it 37-35, 2.9 to go. They still have a free throw coming up here for Geiger. Geiger, after making her first three, has missed her last two. So Tantasia Geiger will be given the basketball. She'll step to the line. Her job to make this a three-point ball game. Her free throw is on the way, and it is good. Cats need a three. 2.9 to go. The inbounded in for Weimers. Weimers from half court. Her shot is short, and that's the ball game. Your final, Lincoln Northeast with a 38-35 win over the Kearney High Bearcats. Kearney will be back in action tomorrow. They travel to North Platte to take on the Lady Bulldogs. Once again, 38-35, Lincoln Northeast over Kearney High. That is our final score. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. This is the Misco Sports Post Game Report. Get your game on now at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's check the numbers here for, well, first of all, Lincoln Northeast. They improved their record now to 8-2 on the season with a 38-35 win here over Kearney High. They had a couple players with double figures. Finishing with 12 is Tantasia Geiger. Also, Tony Tupper finished with 12 points as well. I had Tupper also for 10 rebounds in the game, and Geiger with 5, so that's not bad effort there at all in terms of rebounding. Shaniqua Watkins with 6 points, 2 points for Tiara Beard, Devin Edwards with 1, 3 points for Jamie Holcher, and 4 points for Morgan Ewing. For the Bearcats, their only player in double figures was a non-starter. That's Skylar Snyder. Snyder came off the bench and finished with 12 points, all of them in the second half. Other than that, very balanced scoring, but nobody was able to really kind of break out when Kearney High needed a bucket down the stretch. So very balanced here for Kearney High. Gretchen Mock, she finished with a couple of three-pointers. She finished with 6 in the game. Kelsey Weimers with 5. Claire Sickler off the bench with 6. 4 points for Kelsey Stitham and 2 points for Abby Ray. Again, the Bearcats fall now to 7-5 on the season. They'll be back in action tomorrow when they travel to North Platte to take on the Lady Bulldogs. Once again, our final, 38-35, Lincoln Northeast with a win here in Kearney against the Lady Bearcats. Well, we're going to step away for about, 10, 12 minutes or so, and then we'll be back with coverage of the Kearney High boys taking on Lincoln Northeast, and we'll have that game for you coming up in just a little bit right here on ESPN 1460. Once again, our final, 38-35, Lincoln